Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This doesn't get you fired up for Friday's show. I don't know what does. Hey, Titans fans, don't forget, this Sunday, you need to go to Corner Pub in Bellevue. That'll be the location of our pregame show from 9:30 until 11:30 a.m., getting ready for Titans and Vikings kickoff up in Minnesota. Corner Pub is the place to check out our game, the game, with locations in Bellevue, Brentwood, or downtown. Our pregame show featuring Jared Stillman, Floyd Reese, the GM, and forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. And that's brought to you by Wholesale Link, powered by Rumble On and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers. John Glennon is on the line with us. He is from Broadway Sports. John, good morning. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Here's the question out of the gates. Is this a Minnesota team that is extremely desperate? Their backs are against the wall. They're 0-2. They know they can't come out 0-3. And you're going to get the Vikings' best, the best they have to offer. Or is this a Minnesota team that's been ravished with injuries on defense? Kirk Cousins is just terrible. And they are what they are. Which one are you leaning towards?
I lean towards the first because of their track record here in recent years. You know, I think the Vikings for a number of years now have been one of the, I would say, one of the NFL's better teams, not certainly in the elite group, but, you know, a team that usually contends for its division and a spot in the playoffs each year. So I think so far it's a little bit of an outlier. As you mentioned, Kirk Cousins has been terrible this year. When you have a quarterback rating in the last game of 15.9, I think it was, that there's an issue there. And certainly they do have, you know, three or four starters that have been knocked out defensively due to injury. But, yeah, a team that's 0-2 isn't happy about the way it played, you know, still has a shot, you know, to make in the playoffs, especially this year. We're talking about seven teams from each conference, not just six making the playoffs. So I tend to think this is kind of a desperate team, and you're going to see a much better Minnesota team this week than you have in the past.
Is this the week the Loch Ness Monster's head and long neck comes out of the water? By the way, that Loch Ness Monster's name is Vic Beasley, and we see the Loch Ness Monster for the first time?
I think there may be a sighting. You know, that's just a guess at this part, but keep the binoculars handy. I think it's going to
happen. If you see that Loch Ness Monster named Vic Beasley, will you take pictures and put it up on Broadway Sports?
I will. You know, people are going to say it's a hoax, it's a fake, it was doctored.
But, silhouette.
You know, we have seen it.
Silhouette. It's a shadow.
It's a shadow.
Exactly.
It's a ripple.
Was waves. I think he'll be there. He's practiced this week again, and, you know, certainly the Titans are in need of some assistance at that edge position. You know, we've seen the number of snaps for Clowney and for Landry, just way too high right now. And, you know, I think Vic Beasley can certainly take away, you know, maybe 5-10 snaps for each of those guys if he goes in there. And, you know, there's a guy that has some real skills, and I think the Titans' hope when they got him was that, you know, Mike Vrabel, being a guy who played that same position and played it very well, can kind of make Vic Beasley more consistent about showing those skills than maybe he has been in the past. So maybe we will see the elusive Vic Beasley on Sunday.
Do you believe privately they're excited, or they're still a little butthurt over what he's done to them? What do you think privately?
Just between you and I?
Yeah, just between us. What do you think?
I think they still have to be, you know, they certainly aren't going to say it, but I still think they have to be, you know, very disgruntled, I guess, would be the word that comes to mind. You know, the guy shows up 10 days late for camp, shows up with a non-football injury. You know, basically misses all of training camp on the field for the most part. After they get, you know, after they put down $9.5 million for him, I still think there certainly has to be some frustration there. But you know, I think they have to turn it and focus it now. Like I said, there, you know, this guy certainly has loads of skill and potential. If Mike Vrabel is the guy that can turn it around, you know, we've seen what he did with Clowney. Clowney had his best numbers under Mike Vrabel. You know, I think there's still potential for them to get something out of Beasley for sure.
Obviously, this is not the start to a professional career that Darrington Evans was hoping for. What is the latest on him? They certainly, there's another guy they could certainly use. Derrick Henry could use somebody to give him a little relief. Where is he in all this?
Well, you never know. We may see two sighting. We might get a Loch Ness
what?
And a Sasquatch.
Maybe what? Sasquatch too.
Wow,
that's the Daily Double.
He has practiced full both days this week, and if I had to guess, I'd say he's going to be active. We don't know. You know, maybe they give it another week, but I think he's in there. And as you say, you know, Derrick Henry's a guy that certainly is used to a lot of carries, but you know, after two games, he's on pace for about 450 carries this year, which is probably a little
bit
too much.
Yeah, it's a tad too much.
Yeah, and you know, certainly Darrington Evans offers an element in the passing game on third downs and so forth that Derrick Henry, you know, that's not his forte. So you know, and I think eventually Darrington Evans may be a guy that factors into kick return too. He had great success in college. I want to say he ran back, you know, three or four kicks for touchdowns in college. So you know, eventually, but I think he'll play a role in that area as well. But yeah, certainly a lot of interest in him. I do think he'll bring a nice added element when he does return.
The money shot would be to have Bigfoot leaning down the water with cup in his hands to get a drink, and Loch Ness Monster's head comes out of the water right there at the bank.
Oh my God!
That would be the money shot. You want Broadway sports to go viral? There's your money shot right there. If Evans and Beasley are in the game at the same time and you can get a snap a picture of that, there's your money shot.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, think of the clicks, the ratings, out of control. We'll see about that. And then if we got Derek Roberson.
Oh, my gosh. Man. You're not going to be able to sleep
tonight.
You're
asking for too much now.
You're not going to be able to sleep tonight. You're going to be up all night thinking about this.
That's crazy talk. I know.
Well, in all seriousness, where are they on the rest of these guys that we have questions about whether they'll be on the field or not?
Yeah, you know, A.J. Brown, I still have my doubts, certainly. He hasn't practiced this week, so I would not expect him out there. Derek Roberson, the same for him. Jonathan Joseph is kind of a question mark. You know, he started out the week practicing, and yesterday did not. You know, it was part injury, I think part illness. I still think there's a shot for him to get out there. And it's kind of a mess at corner because, you know, Butler and Chris Jackson are both battling injuries as well. I still think we'll probably see Butler, Chris Jackson, you know, maybe, but hamstrings tend to take a little bit longer to fully heal. So I'm not sure. So it's a thin position at DB, especially right now. That's going to be the concern area, I think, for the Titans going into Sunday.
John Glennon is with us. And, John, with that in mind, I look at Kirk Cousins, who has got to be frothing to get back out there and redeem himself after two very poor games, especially the second game. But you just kind of hit the formula. You know, you've got Dalvin Cook that, you know, very capable to start with in any offense, still getting used to the new offense under Gary Kubiak, but you've got that weapon and you've got a very thin group of DBs, especially at corner. And so I see a formula where the Vikings are going to bring a lot to the table offensively. That seems like a concern. Let's look at the Titans with the defensive backfield that they're likely to throw out there. Where do they go here? Are we digging deep on the practice squad here to bring out the Ty Smiths and guys like that to try to fill the gap?
Yeah, you know, we saw Ty Smith in there last week, certainly for I think about eight snaps or so, and that was because Chris Jackson and Jonathan Joseph were both hurting. You know, Christian Fulton, we saw his snaps jump the first week. I think he had about 20, 25 snaps. Second week went up to about 40 or 45. because of that. I think they're digging deep. We saw the Titans pick up two defensive backs for the practice squad this week. Unfortunately, one of them was put on COVID list yesterday, just days after signing. I certainly don't think it's out of the question that they bring another guy up. And then you start looking at, some guys who could chip in and play a little bit there in addition to the regular spots. A guy like a Josh Kalu, maybe we're more used to seeing him in a safety role. Same with Amani Hooker, guys like that. But maybe they can help out in a slot role, something to that effect from time to time. But it's a challenge, Dory Jackson obviously out, and Malcolm Butler's a question mark. So, what was going to be maybe a question mark going into this season certainly is right now with the injuries.
John Glennon is with Broadway Sports. John, you mentioned the COVID list. The question was asked about Isaiah Wilson earlier this week, what his status is. I'm curious what the rule is. How long can a player stay on the COVID list? Do they have to continue to retest a person? How does that work? I know it's all new.
Yeah, it's as far as I know, Willie, I'll have to double check. A player can stay on that indefinitely, has to obviously go through a series of tests regularly, and it's not until multiple tests have been passed that he is brought off the COVID list. Aside from that, I'm sure you probably heard Mike Vrabel's response yesterday.
And I called it very curt. Not like Kurt Abbott or Kurt Cousins or fill in your Kurt, or Kurt Warner, but it was a very short answer.
Right. Yes, less than expansive, I think. he was asked to kind of sort of provide an update on where Isaiah was, and I think that the phrase was still on the COVID list. I think obviously that has to be a frustrating situation for the Titans, because it's the second time. When he first reported, certainly he was put on the COVID list almost right away, got off it, and then returned to it. So, a guy who missed, along with his rookie class, the entire offseason of OTAs and so forth, now is also missing valuable time, and you just wonder at this point, how much he'll be able to chip in at any point. We saw Nate Davis, offensive lineman last year, miss a great deal of camp and still, ended up starting by around the fourth or fifth week of the season. But I think Isaiah Wilson is behind that. I think the conditioning was a little shaky as well. So, unfortunately, the first round draft pick right now looks a bit like a bit of a project. I still think the potential is there, but my sense is that we're not going to see a ton of contribution anytime in the near future.
Talking to John Glennon of Broadway Sports, and you mentioned earlier about A.J. Brown and looking like he's probably not going to be in the lineup for them once again this week. Cam Batson was called up from the practice squad and I thought made some nice plays. He made his presence known. I mean, they clearly need some help at the receiver position right now outside of Corey Davis and Adam Humphries. First part of this, what did you make of Cameron Batson, and do you think we'll see him again being a big part of this offense this week?
I do think so. Yeah, I thought he did. Not a ton of plays, but when he did get the ball, he made a difference. He's got what people like to say is a little wiggle to him. He can make moves in the open field. When they give him that the end around or the jet sweep, or if he catches a short pass and has some space. He's very good about getting yards after the catch. You look also at a guy like Khalif Raymond, who had a great training camp in terms of not only being a deep threat, but being a shorter pass option as well. But we haven't seen him, the production or the success from Khalif that we have from Cam Batson in just a short amount of time. So I think we will see a little bit more of Cam Batson. Let's not forget, the Titans have quite a bit of experience with Cam Batson, not from last year, but in 2018, he played in I think eight or nine games for this team. So Mike Vrabel and the staff are very familiar with him, and I think like him, and he'll get a little chance to shine. And who knows, you know, maybe at some point, you know, he's a guy that, that could be looked at as a punt return guy, too. He's done that before, and he's got that, you know, explosive ability to his game as well.
With all that said, they also signed the practice squad Chester Rogers, who does have some experience with the Colts. Has played in a handful of games. With the way the practice squad has worked, you can put veteran guys on there. It allows them time to get used to, you know, the system in which this team has. So when do you think we might see him? Do you think we might see him on the active roster?
Yeah, you know, I think it depends on the injury situation. And I think they would also – you know, as I said, I thought Khalif Raymond, you know, he was a valuable player last year. I thought he had a great training camp, but I'm sure they would like to see, you know, a little bit more production. Like, you know, for instance, last week, I think he was in the game for 28 snaps and no targets in there. And you know, that doesn't mean you're necessarily not effective, but, you know, in a perfect world, you'd like to see more production on the catching front for sure. So maybe if Khalif Raymond, you know, struggles a little bit, maybe that is the opening for a guy like Chester, you know, a guy who the Titans have certainly seen in divisional play the last couple of years, and you know, a guy who has proven track record in the NFL as well. Maybe that you know, becomes the door for Chester to work back in there if it's a couple of weeks down the line or so.
What have you made about another free agent signing that this team made, Jack Crawford on the defensive line? Clearly they had to find somebody to attempt to fill the shoes of Jarrell Casey, and I've noticed him a couple times in two games. I know he's gotten the sack, but what have you made of his performance so far?
Yeah, I think that kind of the upside has been his you know, his versatility. He's the guy who can kind of play all the spots on the line, and you know, is even lined up as almost like an edge guy at times when needed because of the manpower situation there. I think certainly it would be tough to put the responsibility of filling Jarrell Casey's shoes on him. There, you know, he's just not the same level player as Jarrell Casey. But I think he's been good, you know, for the most part. I do think, you know, whether it's Jack Crawford or anybody else, really, that one of the keys Sunday is going to be getting more pressure on the passer, more sacks. That's something that was a priority for the Titans going into the offseason, and, you know, we still haven't seen it change too much. And again, part of that is probably the manpower. Probably part of that, too, is they've been forced to kind of help out a secondary a little bit more than they figured they would, and that means not quite as much blitzing as they might have had in the past, but it's got to improve one way or another.
John Glenn and Broadway Sports. Hey, we appreciate it as always, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Follow his work on Broadway Sports, a new platform covering all things Nashville sports. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Titans and Vikings matchup here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.